Welcome to the Hoops Garden Podcast, brought to you by the Bayou City Inn. My name is Jesus Acevedo Jr. I'm one of your hosts on this podcast, and joining me as he does week in and week out, the one and only, you cannot clone him, the Zodiac GM.
Hey, what's going on? What's up? What's up?
What's up, Zodiac? And faithful listeners, we're going to get right into it because we have a pressure-packed episode. We don't have that much time today, so it's not going to be the usual half hour, but we're going to get you close to it. So this episode, we're not even going to get into the education aspect. We're getting right into it. This is the March Madness episode, Zodiac GM. Are you excited for this episode?
I'm excited. I really am.
And here's why he's excited, listeners. Zodiac, you know, whenever we were talking right before we hit record, he was excited because let's be honest, Zodiac, and I don't think I'm speaking out of turn. You're not a big men's basketball, a college basketball fan, right? Like every now and then, maybe, but not serious, right?
Exactly. Yeah, I pay most my attention to NBA basketball, college basketball somewhat, unless it gets to the tournament and all that good stuff. But to be very honest with you, I don't know too many players or anything like that. So this is sort of new to me, just trying to research some of the players and their synergy and their starting lineup and all that. So yeah, it's very exciting from the research I've found. I think you'll be intrigued by it.
And I think something that's interesting is that there's less information for you to gauge the synergies based on as far as information that's out there for professional basketball players, you know? So it's also a little different. So what we're going to do for this episode, listeners, is we're going to break down the four number one seeds. We're talking about the Houston Cougars, the UConn Huskies, the North Carolina Tar Heels, and the Purdue Boilermakers. We're just going to talk about them, and we're going to see out of this four number one seeds, who has the best chance possibly based on their synergy to go all the way. And so, like, you were very excited because, you know, it seemed to me that you not having too much knowledge in this, just by how you like to analyze, you know, NBA basketball games, you put that now to men's college basketball and you saw some similar patterns, you know. Start out with the Houston Cougars, our alma maters. Okay. Zodiac, I think we should tell people that when we were college students there, this is not the U of H men's basketball team that we saw.
Oh, for sure. It's totally different now. Kelvin Sampson has done a wonderful job last several years or so. So, I mean, they're standing out. And great job for him as an organization and what he's built over there.
It's funny. You know, years ago, I would say 4, 5, 6 years ago, Kelvin Sampson was walking around campus handing out tickets because they just couldn't get people in, you know? And the past couple of seasons, it's harder to get a ticket, you know? That speaks to the volume of the turnaround that Kelvin Sampson has done for this program. So let's get into the Houston Cougars. What can you tell us about the Houston Cougars?
So based on the research I found, so Kelvin Sampson, he's their coach, right? So he's a Libra. Okay, so you have a Libra head coach. Now, the next thing I look at whenever I look at the roster, I kind of gauge who their main starters are, right? So their starters, they have what are called a 3-2, right? And I did research, you know, their most used bench players as well. So I'm looking at maybe like a 9 or 10 man rotation overall, right? Based on their minutes and so forth. So they have a 3-2 lineup, meaning that they have Francis is a Libra, they have Cryer is also a Libra. And then Jamal Sheed is a Leo. So that those three right there is a good connection for Kelvin Sampson, right? So that fits in synergy, right? And then they have Roberts, who's a Virgo, and then Sharp, who is a Pisces. So those two works very, very well as well. So they have a 3-2 lineup. But what's intriguing about this roster in general is the bench. Their bench unit is very, very compatible as a core, right? They have Wilson, Virgo.
Just them, right? Just the bench itself.
Exactly, yeah. But that's beneficial because when they rotate, like substitution-wise, they'll form an even stronger synergy, right? So you have, I noticed they have Wilson's a Virgo, Dunn is a Taurus, Lath, Capricorn, Arsenault, Scorpio, and Tugler, Capricorn, all those I mentioned are all earth or water signs. So they're very, very compatible. Mm. And that's a strong, strong unit to mix in with any combination of the starting unit. So that alone, I looked at him like, wow, that stands out to me because, you know, people that's coming off the bench, you can mix match and you can actually form an even stronger synergy from who their starters were. So I give this team, you know, just by first glance, with all their energies, a B+. Okay. Now, one thing I did omit is talent, because granted, I don't know too much about basketball, right? So I just kind of omitted that. Just put unknown. Experience, obviously, they're all, you know, there's a baseline. They're all in college, right? They could be, you know, freshman, sophomore, and so forth, whatever. So I also sort of omitted that, sort of like a baseline, because the standard deviation is a little bit more narrow, right? So I give them a B+ for the Juve, Houston Cougars.
B+. And it's interesting you said that Jamal Sheed, he's a Leo, because he's the leader of this team, right? He's a 4-year senior. And, you know, and it's interesting that, you know, hearing Kevin Thompson speak about him, he said that he remembers when Jamal Sheed came in as a freshman. He was kind of not timid, you know, but he was like trying to learn his place, you know, and in him being a Leo, he quickly started stepping up year after year after year. Now, this is his team. You know, the team goes as Jamal Sheed goes, and he's a
Leo. And that's a good connection, you know? Too. That's a very good connection. You have a Libra and a Leo connection. So I like to look at that always whenever I look at a team, your head coach and their point guard, because they have to have a strong communication, because your point guard is going to have the ball most of the time. He's the one that's going to be running the play, initiating the play, leading the team. So that alone is a very strong connection, right? So a Leo, Libra, very, very strong connection. And it goes well with the rest of the squad. But
before we move on,
I also want to note this. And this is just a quick, I was just curious about this, right? So recently, I believe U of H lost their last game. And from what I've heard, they got spanked. They got beat pretty bad.
They lost in the Big 12 championship. Yeah, they lost in the Big 12 championship. So curiosity kicked in.
And before I even mention this, did they lose? They lost to Iowa State. Is that correct?
Okay.
So good. Okay. So I did a research on Iowa State. And guess what? Their synergy is actually better. I'm just talking about the starters. Okay.
Right.
They're actually better than the Houston Cougars, right? And I thought that stood out, because they have, you know, what I call a 4-1 lineup. They have at least four compatible on the floor, and since they're stars, they play heavy minutes as well, and their bench is more balanced, right? So I thought that was interesting for them to be a team like U of H, because as you know, once they go into tournament, there's a lot of upsets that goes left and right, and because they haven't played certain colleges, but at times, maybe the talent's not there, but they can catch a really, really good team off guard, and they're wondering why. So,
yeah, synergy. I think, like, you know, like you said, you know, in March Madness, it's one game, right? It's not a series; it's one game, and just like you alluded to, Zodiac, it's teams that have never seen each other. So sometimes one side's talent just doesn't rise that game, and the other team's synergy just overtakes. You know. We've seen upsets so many times, and we're going to speak about one later on. But moving on from the Houston Cougars, we're going to go to the UConn Huskies, you know, who they headed to the tournament as the number one overall in the AP standings, overtaking the Houston Cougars.
Wow.
And look, the UConn Huskies are also the reigning national champs. You know, their head coach, Dan Hurley, comes with the famous Hurley basketball family. So they are the reigning champs. And you know, I believe you were telling me that before we recorded that you really like UConn's synergy, right? So talk to me about the UConn Huskies.
Again, me not knowing anything about college basketball, and you mentioned that they won last year. Right?
They won
so
last
I have to
year.
Do some, I want to do some research on their last year's team, because this year's team, they have a very, very good synergy, and I'll explain. So Dan Hurley, he's a Capricorn, right? Natural leader, right? But the one advantage that they have with this roster is four out of their five starters are all compatible to their head coach. And that's a big deal, because they're all going to be on the same page, same views and everything. So you have Newton, who's a Taurus, fixed sign. You have Caravan is a Scorpio. Klingon is a Pisces, mutable. And then you have Castle, who is a Scorpio as well. And then Cam Spencer, he's a cardinal sign. So they have a 4-1 starting unit, and then, you know, off the bench, the bench is also sort of like balanced as well based on the rotational minutes.
Wow.
So as far as for rating, a rating I gave them was an A-, and this is just a first glance at analyzing their synergy.
A-.
Yeah, I gave him an A minus. The huge factors to this is their head coach compatible to four of their players. That's a big deal. So yeah, it stems, and then they have what I call the trifecta. You have the Cardinal, you have the Cardinal in the head coach. You have the fixed signs in Newton, who's a Taurus, the Scorpios between Castle and Caravan, and then you have the mutable sign in Klingon. Mm-hmm. It was a Pisces. So that's a strong unit right there. And Cam Spencer, he's an Aries, so he's sort of like your energy leader. So that works as well.
I do wonder how many players came back from last season and how much that helped this season, the familiarity, right?
You're right. Yeah, I want to do some more extended research on that based on who their squad was last year.
But yeah, so UConn, I think, you know, a lot of people are picking UConn. I don't know if you put out a bracket soda GM. I guess maybe you don't. Maybe you should. Maybe one year you should really get into it and see how many upsets you can pick, right? But I used to do it for fun. You know, some years I'm paying more attention to the tournament. Some years I'm not. You know, this year I've only been paying attention really because of, Houston, U of H. I definitely want to see them do well. I want to see them make it back to the Final Four. But I think UConn, I think they're one of the favorites, you know, and you saying that they have a 4-1 sometimes, you know, like we said, in these one and done situations, you need this synergy to carry you through. Cause I mean, these teams have been playing so many games. They just got playing with their own division tournament, you know, and so it's tough, you know, and that's what you also got to rely on your roster. So you're saying that their bench is also strong. I think it both. So, and I see why you give them an A-.
And last year, I'm just glancing at their last year's stats. Three came back, right? So you have Newton. Newton is one of the compatible leaders. So you have Newton, Caravan, Klingon. So those three are very compatible. Andre Jackson, he's a Scorpio. So he's also very compatible to those four. So that alone is, so you could tell like a lot of their players from last year's came back that had strong synergy and it kind of stemmed over onto this year. That's interesting. I find that very interesting because the synergy alone. And me not even knowing these players or not even look at their names. And this is one of the games I guess I used to play back then was I used to like to team who a team NBA team was based on just who their energies were without having their names on there. And I think when it stems to this, just glancing some of these players and just the energies alone, I mean, they're an A-. And that I find that very, very interesting.
It's interesting because it's you know, so far two teams, right, that we've talked about. We still got two more teams to talk about. But in the four teams in general, you're finding out that the theories you have about synergy and on the court is translating also to the NCAA men's basketball. So that's pretty interesting. Now, the next one that we're going to talk about is the North Carolina Tar Heels. Now, the Tar Heels, they, you know, much like the Houston Cougars, they lost in their comp in their division title. They lost to North Carolina State in the ACC championship. They're led by Hubert Davis, and they're a team that some thought they shouldn't have been in number one seed. Some have them losing in the West region. But what can you tell us about the North Carolina Tar Heels?
Okay, so their head coach, he's a Taurus, right, Hubert Davis. So they have the starting unit alone. They have what I call is a 3-2, right? So under who's compatible with their head coach? They have Beckett, or I'm not sure if I'm pronouncing that right. Beckett, he's a Pisces. Cormac Ryan, he's a Scorpio. Elliot Cadeau, who's a Virgo. So those three are compatible to their head coach, and then the other two is RJ Davis being a Libra, and then they had Harrison Ingram, who is a Sagittarius. So it's a 3-2 lineup. And I glance over to their bench unit, their most played minutes played and games played. So they're a little bit heavy on the air fire signs. That's compatible to RJ Davis, who is a Libra, and Ingram, who's a Sagittarius. So that's Seth Trimble, who's a Leo, Withers, Sagittarius, and also Wojcik, who is a Leo. So that core, so I can see them forming some sort of combinations throughout games, but, you know, throughout rotation. So, but the thing that kind of stood out, because I like to look at the core, the starting unit with the head coach. So I give them a rating of a synergy rating for C+. Again, I don't know what their talent level is based on everyone else. But based on the rotation and the way I see it, that's the rating I give them, is a C+.
C plus, and look, it's kind of goes in line with what we've seen. Some of the experts, right? Some of the men's basketball, college basketball experts saying that North Carolina could be one of the number one seeds to not reach the Final Four, right? Because that's the goal for every number one seed, right? Really? You have to reach at least the Final Four. But yeah, they're one of the teams, you know, as I was reading some of the predictions earlier today, you know, UConn, they have them advancing, Houston as well. But North Carolina was one that I found interesting. There was some mix, right? Some had them making it to the Elite Eight, which is also good, but as the number one seed, like I said, you want to reach the number one seed, so it'll be interesting to see how it plays out, right? Because now I'm definitely going to be paying attention in the rest of the tournament to these four seeds, right? Especially Houston, but to these four seeds and seeing so far, because so far we have UConn A minus, Houston B plus, North Carolina C plus. So now the next team that we're looking at, the next number one seed, there's something interesting about them. So like the Purdue Boilermakers in the Midwest region. I think Purdue has revenge on the mind. And here's what I mean by that. Mm-hmm. Last year, they were a number one seed, right? And they lost in the first round to a 16 seed, which hardly ever happens, right? It's happened one other time. It happened in 2018 when Virginia, a number one seed, lost to the 16 seed. Here's what Virginia did the next year in the 2019 NCAA college men's basketball. They won the championship. So I'm wondering how much of that is driving Purdue, you know, saying we had our chance last year and we did it. And I also wonder how many players came back, you know. So the Purdue Boilermakers, what can you tell us about Purdue and what did you learn?
So this one's a little bit more interesting to me. I guess out of the four teams, I was sort of leaning towards giving a specific grade, right? But let me break it down real quick. So their coach is Matthew Curtis, right? He's a Virgo mutable sign, right? Zach Edey's a Taurus, fixed energy. Brandon Smith, he's a Leo. Lance Jones is a Libra. Fletcher Lover, who's a Virgo. And then Trey Kaufman-Wren is a Leo. So they have a 3-2 lineup, right? Mm. And Zach Edey and then Lover, they're the one that's most compatible synergy with the head coach, right? But they from what I'm seeing, they have more like a balanced lineup on both sides. You know, from their bench, I glanced at their bench. They, you know, I feel like they can mix match energies depending on how Matthew, you know, Curtis mixes in their rotation. They can actually find the right set of energies, but I have to go back and kind of get an idea what type of rotation he uses throughout games. So this one's a little bit tough for me, but I give them a B minus on their synergy. Again, talent unknown. I'm not sure about their talent compared to the rest of the NCAA. So, but that's the rating I give them. Mainly the key pieces was their balance off the bench to their with their starters, and also their best player. I mean, I've heard a lot about Zach Edey, their best player compatible with their head coach. So that, to me, those are some key points that stood out.
Yeah, you know, Zach Edey, if I thought he was going to come out of the last year's NBA draft, but he decided to return to Purdue. I think after this season, he'll definitely go in the draft. You know, big man, rebound shoot. But yeah, I think that's what I find interesting about Purdue is that, you know, the players that came back from last season, you know, having that on your shoulders, like we were number one seed and we lost, you know, hardly ever happened. I think it's happened three times total, if I'm not mistaken. So that's interesting. And hearing you give him a B minus, you know, it's solid, right? It's solid.
Yeah.
So now as we look at these four, right, from the four you saw, if I had to ask you, which one do you think could win the title out of these four number one seeds, who would you pick?
Well, out of the four that I saw, UConn stands out the most for me, because their synergy is strong. You know, they have an A-minus energy. I think out of the four, they're the strongest. U of H, I would say they're the second strongest. And then Purdue would be the third. And then North Carolina would be, you know, I would rank them four out of the four teams. But it's interesting you mentioned about Zach Edey. Real quick, you said that he was eligible to be drafted last year? But he didn't.
I believe
he
so.
Chose not to.
I believe so.
That's interesting because that's sort of like a typical Taurus energy, you know, because
really?
They want to complete. The thing about Torres, they get things done, right? And that's sort of like their nature. I feel like they don't want to leave, you know, school or leave going to unless they finish the job. And I feel like that's sort of his, what you mentioned, that's his revenge. He wants to come back and actually, you know, compete for the title and win it, hopefully, you know? And I don't know. I just found that interesting when you said that.
It's interesting because look, so last season, as I'm reading here, they had him projected last season's NBA draft. If he would have come out in the 40 to 60 pick range, which is second round, right? This year, some have them as high as the 20s, you know, so first round.
Okay.
So that's interesting. And it reminds me of another Torres that stayed off 4 years. I'm not saying Zach is going to stay off 4 years, actually. I don't even know what his classification is. But Tim Duncan at Wake Forest, you know, he could have came off.
Good one. Wow.
Tim Duncan.
Did he stay all 4 years?
He stayed all 4 years.
At Wake Forest.
Yeah, I don't want to speak out of turn.
I like this, man. This is really, really good.
Let me see. Wake Forest, 93 to 97, 4 years. Yep.
Wow. Yeah, he's a Taurus as well. He's a Taurus. There you go.
There you go. There you go. Well, that was us talking about the four number one seats. You know, you say UConn. I'm going to say, you know, I think I'm going to, just because of my heart, I'm going to put U of H over UConn. But I think UConn, they could be the first back-to-back NCAA champions. I think, when's the last one we had a back-to-back? I think maybe in the early 90s, I want to say there was a back-to-back, the same NCAA men's basketball collegiate team. Because it hardly ever happens, right? Cause there's just too much parity, and anything can happen. So it'd be interesting if they win. I think it's big. You know, it's, let me see here. I have the stats here. Last one to do it was Florida. Florida, 2006, 2007. That's the team we should look into. Squad. That was the Florida Gators. Joakim Noah.
Okay.
Head coach was Billy Donovan.
Okay.
They had oh my God, I'm blanking out on his name.
He's a Gemini. Billy Donovan's a Gemini, I think.
Who is
Corey Brewer? Is that where Corey Brewer came from?
Corey Brewer.
Pisces. Yeah. Okay. Interesting. Yeah. Okay.
Yeah. So I can't think of the other guys, but yeah.
Yeah.
So they were the last team. So we'll see if UConn can do it. But faithful listeners, that's all the time we have for you today. We'll come back next week and we'll get back to the NBA topics. I know, you know, things are getting interesting, Zodiac, because we're getting closer to the playoffs. Things are getting very interesting.
Oh yes.
Huh?
Oh yes, definitely. I'm excited about the playoffs coming soon and see how everything finishes out. So we'll see how it goes.
Likewise. Zodiac, any last final words before we shut this episode down?
Hey, just follow us on Twitter X at the Zodiac GM or at Hoopstrology.
There you go. And follow me, Jesus_Acevedo Jr. And follow the Bayesidian at the Bayesidian. And don't forget to subscribe. See you.